I guess talking about an Ali Shore, just in terms of like a 30-second like dumb in terms of like where Ali Shore is set up. So he has two Sfarim, his Chelik Aleph and his Chelik Beis. Chelik Aleph is like a lot of Hashkafa, and Weibi Magder is like bringing a person into the Ilum HaTorah, understanding Hashkafas HaTorah and what you're trying to do as a Ben Torah. Chelik Beis, he writes that after giving Vad for 20 years, the Ilum HaTorah changed a lot, I mean the Torah, and people wanted a lot more Lamaisa. Like, what do I do in terms of like Midas and how to work? Midas, Chesed, Torah, like, and Chelik Beis, much more he gives like Vadim. And in Yanyam, and he tells you, okay, let's make a Kabbalah Mises for the next 2 weeks, let's work on this. And then the next one is Shlab, Shlab, Shlab. And he's very stuck and safe with this, that the safe has to be done in order. And you can't just like skip around. Like, you could go, you have to do the first Chelik and the second Chelik, it's all like a build up. And when a person invests in it and works on himself like week after week, he says, just learning the sefer, you don't gain so much. But if you
use it as an internalizer.
And also go with his Kabbalahs and his system. He has like a whole system. And you know, he starts with davening. He starts with the first stuff. First, have to come on by this, and then work on this, and then understanding this. And it's like slav by slav. And you know, that's really the how the sefer works. So we're not really starting in order, just because it was just ended as man, and we just figured it might be more more lemaisa, maybe to do things mitigate in Yanni Diyoma, you know, only by Ben Mitzar, maybe next time we mamshich with Yanni Rashi Yom Kippur. So I guess we'll start with Ben Amitzarim. And Ben Mitzarim and Yanim, and you know, we'll take it from there. He only has two pieces of Ben Mitzarim, so we'll see how long it takes us. I'll speak out part of it, read inside, and I'll like just also get off on a tangent and myself a little bit here and there. The biggest what? It's fine. The basic concept outside, and then we'll go through it more inside. The kitzer is that he's writing that the mitzias of Klai Yisrael is that we have a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, we're close to Ribbono Shel Olam through Torah, through our mitzvahs, through our ma'asim tovim. Every single, from the morning till the night, every single day, we are constantly living with Ribbono Shel Olam. Like, you know, like somebody asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, like, who cares which side of the shoe you tie your shoes, like the right, the left, the right. He's like, no, forget, every single thing we do is we're living with Ribbono Shel Olam, governed by Ribbono Shel Olam, and everything is yachas with Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's b'chefsa what Klai Yisrael is. What happened on Tisha B'Av, what happened to Ben Mitzrayim, was that we had like a richik from the Ben Yishalom. When we had to be something, this was a very strong relationship. It was much closer. Kadosh Baruch Hu was much more here. When now that we had the Korban Beis Hamikdash, so Shekhinah is Begulusa, and there's Hester, tremendous Hester upon him in terms of seeing Ben Yishalom and our relationship with Ben Yishalom. And that's really the Sara of the Korban. The way, you know, Avivah's famous line was that there's a Yantav of Kirov, like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuos, I'm coming close. And there's the yontav of Richuk. That there's the yontav of that, as we fall removed from the Ribbono Shel Olam and in from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And really the avodah of the yontav is to feel the Richuk, and through the Richuk that brings a person, when you miss something, that brings a person closer to it. That's really the basic surah of, in terms of what the avodah of being with Simon and Tisha B'Av is. So, he just has a line over here, which I want to speak out a couple of minutes, then we'll go through more. He writes, Churban Beis Hamikdash, Churban Olam. Churban Beis Hamikdash was the destruction of the world. It's on page, on second page over here, on page Tav Zayin. It's Churban Olam. Olam Nechavush, it's a destruction of the world. Now, why is it a destruction of the world? So there are a couple of reasons why it's a destruction of the world. One reason the destruction of the world is more stam on, let's say, on a national level from Klai Yisrael, without not inside a, we're going on a gashmistic level. More in Saita brings down that from Ches, Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Enim Yilcha Yom Yishakal Yisham Yichaveri. Once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, every day each day the Klai is worse than other ones, and the Tsaris, and there's Lashon Hara. We have to write all the Tsaris Klai Yisrael goes through. And the Gullus, he writes, if the whole Kaiser was Seferim and the water was ink and the Shemayim was parchment, he couldn't write all what we've gone through. It's been a very, 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 very long, bitter Gullus. And Stam is very important to say in Ashkafa. They asked the Chazanish, the Pesach Rav, the Moshe and Shuv also writes, the Shlish Neviim, Shishakvim, Snagim, the Sigma Echad, in terms of they have in this country, Holocaust Memorial Day. to have, when is it? It's Pentecost is Mario Day.
Yom HaShoah.
Yeah, the Yom HaShoah, which is a day to remember all the 6 million people got killed, the million and a half children, and have a day, a Memorial Day. And the Chazon Ish was misnaged to it. You know, it's not a day which we celebrate, and it's not something we're not celebrating. You know, we don't do it. And I have an aunt. She's like, "What's wrong with you people? Right? And you don't care about all the people who got killed in the Holocaust? Like, you know, like what is this? What's the genesis?" So the Chazon Ish, the Skrov also said this, and Rav Moshe and Shuv also all write the same nusach, is that it's a tremendous distortion of history to have to isolate any one time in Galus and say like Holocaust Memorial Day. Holocaust Memorial Day means that we're focusing on like this is on one event. If you look at the kinesim, very very long kinesim on Tisha B'av, right? So I don't know if you look, if you don't know what they're saying, but if you look through it, a lot of it is going through all the different tsaros through Kaiser went through, because they were Stavatat and through Spain and that one, you know, Bob Rebens and some Shabbat on Holocaust. The whole Tisha B'av, we're focusing on all the tsaros. So why are we focusing on all the tsaros on Tisha B'av? My Kesha to Tisha B'av.
Do you know, like half of them start on Tisha B'av?
Some of them. Some, yeah, some not. Some of them related to Tisha B'av, some not related to Tisha B'av. The answer is that because the Etzem, all the tsaros are just a hemshech of the Korban Beis HaMikdash. It's just a hemshech of the Galus. And it's, and to isolate one day and make it like this is a separate thing is really a distortion of history, because it's really on the, really everything comes to the Korban Beis HaMikdash. And therefore Tisha B'av is really the day to mourn all the suffering and all the korban and all the destruction which Kaiso went through, and therefore that's why Holocaust Memorial Day is not something which we focus on. So Be'etzem, that's one thing which happened in Korban Beis HaMikdash. We had a tremendous test upon him, and therefore all the tzaras and any suffering which you are going through in your own life, any challenges, any difficulty which a person's having, it's all just outbreak of the Korban Beis HaMikdash. It's just part of the Galus, it's part of the Hester. You know, the world is not supposed to be like this. The world is supposed to be, you know, an easier place, and not a, you know, when the Beis HaMikdash is around, it's much more, you know, things are much easier and much better. And it's hard to imagine what we're missing, but I guess I once had a very nice mashal. It's like, imagine that guy in like, he was in communist Russia all his life. It's like we don't mind to get potatoes like, you know, 2 hours a day and yeah, live the Dachaganias. Then he gets out when he's like 85 and he comes to the free world. And he's like, whoa, like, you know, this is the life, this is Geschmack. You know, you could like, you know, you could do anything and you do everything. And then, you know, he realizes how much he's missing, but Kozman is there. He didn't know such a thing existed. But that's what we are, Klape, what the Beis HaMikdash was and what the world was. That's in it. We don't really have a proper understanding of what we're missing, but we're like that person with that, you know, who lived in Kamis Russia, didn't have any concepts in the Sagam. And that's all the Korban Beis HaMikdash, Misad Echa, Misad personally, I mean, nationally, all the tzaras come from the Korban Beis HaMikdash. The Nekuda of what we'll focus on more is that Ein Boi Af Pina Achas V'Torah Mekudash HaShar HaShashchina, that we lost a place for the HaShar HaShashchina. The till Beis HaMikdash was around, there's a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a place in Tachtonim. Now there's a tremendous Hester, and there's no place for Banishim in this world. And it's also a tremendous Tsar of the Shechina. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a bias with Tachtonim is also a tremendous Tsar of the Shechina. Really, the highest level of being Korban Beis HaMikdash and being Mitzar on the Korban is really worrying about the Shechina Begalusa and the level that the Shechina is not around. The, you know, that the Kesh Baruch doesn't have a house. That's definitely a Madriga. I don't know if most people are holding by. But I have to have Noach Weinberg put in his Sava, this Talmidim. But every day they should think about something about the Tsar Shechina. From Noach Weinberg.
They should
think every day and do something about the Tsar Shechina. Which that really was the whole mission in his life. What was the whole mission in his life? It's like screaming everywhere, like, look what's going on, Kaisel, and like, he's standing in every street corner and just like screaming his brains off, like, you know, I have to educate the world and look what's going on and everyone's going off. And, you know, that was his whole mission in life. But he left the Sava. They have to, you know, feel. You have to feel the Tzad Shechina. Really, our biggest relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which he writes at the beginning. Let's go back to the beginning. He writes, "Kaiso Musa Shel Kiruv. The Mahusha of Klai Yisrael is that we're Kiruv. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shekisik, Vedishlam, and the Malach Kinesin of Avarim, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu is all the way up in Shemayim, Tamar Benelam. Even though Mitzad Echad, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tamar Benelam, he's totally hidden and he's totally away. Less Machshava Tfisa Beis Klai, even though we can't really Feshteri, but Yishlam, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gvaya Amma Gvaya. But Petzim, Klai Yisrael Veter Mekmin Sadekan, Klai Yisrael, and also Teira, brings the Ribbono Shel Olam down to this world. It brings down a Moedik HaMedish. It says, "Kemi Goy Godol, Eshelo Elokim Krevim Elav, Kashem Elokeinu." I'm reading by Simon. As Moedik is a Krevim Echeka, but the Zara on one hand is very close, it's very far. Akesh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, is very close, very far, but it's very close. Kesa, the Zara Krevim, the Zara is very close. Goy is a Zara. He does Avodah Zarah, he puts in his house, so he craves. Avodah Zarah is right here in front of him, right? You can touch it, you can feel it, you can see it, and it's mamash right here. When I answer Rechaik, in one way is Avodah Zarah very far. Shinema, Yitzhak Alav Eliana, you could scream and talk and try whatever you want to Avodah Zarah, it's not going to be answered. So on one hand, it's here, but it's not here. Akash Baruch, on the other hand, is Rochak Bekarev, Ketza, Mekana Rekim, Alach Tavkav Shana. Here to heaven is very, very far, 500 years, Rechak Bekarev. The tzedakah is very close. When I shall do oimim v'sval on mahar v'libay, the karva hakadosh baruch hu shmeres tefilasay, shnam shmeres tefilah dachik gavasi yevayim. On one hand, hakadosh baruch hu is very far; he's up in Shemayim. But on the hand, hakadosh baruch hu is very close to us. That we talk to hakadosh baruch hu, we talk to hakadosh baruch hu, and hakadosh baruch hu hears our tefilah. So the mitzvahs of Klai Yisrael is that even though hakadosh baruch hu is far, we have a relationship between Ribbono Shel Olam.
What does 500 years away mean?
So that's a whole discussion of what it means. It doesn't mean literally, it should tell you, right? Because that's a separate discussion. When the astronaut 1969 went to the moon. So the whole Torah Shleimus is about it, like what it means exactly, because it went very far. But okay, we'll discuss it in time. Anyhow, Kesh Baruch Hu is very far. Baruch Hu is the same. Again, Kesh Baruch Hu is very far from Amasagas. Yevshah Sigai. Kesh Baruch Hu. Sainty wants a seat. Okay, I got you. Avedisano, Tvilasei, Ukar Valeinu An Moid. But we're at Batsam very closely. Rebbeinu Shalom and Rebbeinu Kiyavese, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenem Tfilasenu. We feel the Kuvar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers our Tfilah. On my Gishin, Krevim, Kanduzach, and Kaimis, Vlei Shalom. When you do a mitzvah, Vlei Shalom, you feel a relation with Rebbeinu Shalom. And basically, he's telling about, I guess I have to be Mamsha next time, he needs to see it. But basically, the Yisrael Dov is that Mitzvah Echod, the Mitzvah of Klai Yisrael is, with Ribbono Shel Olam, we're carved to Ribbono Shel Olam, we do Torah mitzvahs, and that gives a relationship to Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Chor Beis HaMikdash was that we lost that kerva, and we're missing that. And the surah, how to get really close to Ribbono Shel Olam, is, he says, like Tama to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is, feeling the Richak on Tisha B'Av, feeling that you're missing all this, that's the really like Tama to come close to Ribbono Shel Olam, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Aleph Beis are coming close to Ribbono Shel Olam is feeling the Richak, feel everything we're missing. That brings a person closer to Ribbono Shel Olam, and I can mention that we might share next time.